This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A new study finds that the poorest fifth of taxpayers pays just under 11% in state and local tax. The wealthiest 1% pays a percentage that's about half of what the poorest pay. This from a nonpartisan think tank. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
The study by the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy reports that the poorest fifth of Americans in all 50 states pay an average of 10.9% of their income in state and local taxes, while the top 1% pay just 5.4%. Meg Weehee is the Institute's state tax policy director. This is not only bad policy, she says, it's bad for state budgets.
States will have difficulty raising revenue they need over time, and that's because the more income that goes to the wealthy and the lower a state's tax rate on the wealthy, the slower a state's revenue could grow over time.
Weehee says the reason for this inequality is because states and cities rely heavily on sales and property tax. These are often called regressive taxes, meaning the less you make, the higher percentage you ultimately pay. But not everyone thinks this is a bad thing. Chris Edwards is an economist with the Cato Institute.
The purpose of it is the user fee for public schools and local public services like police. So state-local tax systems are not supposed to be progressive.
Edwards says the federal income tax system does tax wealthier people at higher rates, which is the appropriate place for these kinds of graduated rate structures. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.